I'm Manuel Arenas, and I'm in 11th grade at AUP.
Last February, exactly 4 weeks after the inauguration of Donald Trump, Manuel, he goes by Manny, and his classmates at the Academy of Urban Planning in Brooklyn got up at 5:30 a.m. to take the train to their Model United Nations conference. Model UN is a cross between a political science class, debate team, and a theater club. Students act as delegates from countries they've been assigned to represent and debate global policy issues. Manny is representing Gabon.
Well, our opinion is that we should mainly focus on like education and healthcare for refugees, especially in African countries, because they suffer like huge amounts of refugees intakes.
Student groups from around the world have come to this conference at the Boston Park Plaza Hotel. Some clubs are well established and compete multiple times a year. Manny's teacher, Ashling Roach, started their school's Model UN Club just a few years ago.
See, they're very, very scared that someone's going to ask them a question that they don't know the answer to. And that's a real fear. I think that's a fear for anybody in front of a room, that you're going to be kind of like shot down.
That's Miss Roach. For many of her students, this will be their first time traveling outside Brooklyn. For students like Iris Rodriguez, it's all new.
It's interesting because I've never been to another state to do like a conference or anything.
Even though Brooklyn is a global city, many neighborhoods within it have invisible borders drawn around them. It's not necessarily a bad thing. There are long-standing communities in place. But leaving town can create some surprises.
Jimmy was like, everyone's white, and they're all like, that's racist, don't say that, all the rest of the kids. And I was like, well, they sometimes think that talking about race means you're racist.
Manny, Iris, and the others have traveled 4 hours and crossed state lines to debate a crisis that the world's leaders can't seem to solve, the global refugee crisis. Just 3 weeks earlier, in the first week of his presidency, Trump signed an executive order on immigration known as the Muslim Ban. It stopped all refugees from entering the U.S., and thousands of people have been protesting at airports day after day up until the beginning of this week. While the students go off to review parliamentary procedure rules, Miss Roach returns to the room she's sharing with another teacher. The flat-screen TV is turned to CNN. Miss Roach has a bag of donated dress clothes spread across the bed.
So they donated a ton of dresses and blazers, mostly for girls. The boys are a little easier because it's like you just need a suit. Wear a suit. You just need a suit.
The nationalities and security clearances this weekend are all faked, but the questions facing the students are real.
Donald Trump, like, he shut down borders in airports nationwide. I feel like that's just, like, it's not right to do. Like, the United States wouldn't accept our people suffering as much as Syrian refugees do.
These students weren't in Brooklyn anymore, and neither were they in Barack Obama's America.
Liberia was accidentally assigned twice. So they wrote to me this morning and said, would your delegate like to be another country? And I said, no way, she's been preparing to be Liberia.
All right. Friday night, the ballrooms fill up with excited and nervous teenagers who've changed from jeans and sneakers to blazers and dress shoes.
Ready.
Okay.
You ready for this?
You're ready. You guys
whoa.
Look amazing, you sound amazing, and you're ready for this.
A student from Boston University, whose Model UN Club is hosting the conference, begins with a roll call. Then students have to raise their placards to be picked for the list of people who can speak. A couple of the AUP students make the speaker list. This is what their teachers are hoping for.
One point we should address today is designing tighter restrictions to prevent smugglers who are taking advantage.
The goal is to write and pass a multi-nation agreement.
A girl had mentioned, maybe she didn't make it clear enough, but she said that to eliminate terrorists, depending on how someone looks or if they seem to be committing terrorist actions. You can't look like a terrorist. And like, unless you have like bombs behind your back, and that's different than obviously. But other than that, it did remind me kind of like of Trump, what he does with like the Muslim, because they look like terrorists. You can't look like a terrorist. It's kind of stupid.
I went through war with people.
I'm tired.
After committee sessions, the AUP students crowd into a room for Chinese takeout and a debrief.
A lot of people, like, they give a lot of interesting points even though they get off topic. Well, yeah, like, everybody's friendly. They're, like, everybody, like, without you, like, if you're afraid to, like, say hi to somebody, they'll do it for you. Like, they'll be, like, introduce themselves.
That's Rafael. He and his classmates are sitting on the couch, the bed, and the floor. Rafa and his friend Jimmy were in a different committee session, and they talk about their room.
And you gave a speech today? Good job. How did that feel?
It felt good to close, at least. I've been, like, raised my placard, like, 9 times. But...
Okay, that's a good point. Every single time I saw this kid, he had his placard up.
Raf has done well so far, which doesn't surprise anyone. He's tall, easygoing, and well-liked.
It's really not hard. Like, when you're, you would think because there's like 100 kids in there, but when you get up there, it's like being at the stage at school and looking at everybody. Like, I just had to say what I had to say.
Okay, Dominican Obama.
A lanky young man with prominent ears and a close fade. Sometimes they call Rafa Dominican Obama.
And you look very presidential up there. Very presidential.
This. Thank you. I was very proud of you.
All of this, from traveling across state lines, to meeting students from other schools, to learning research, public speaking, and debate skills, is exactly what the AUP teachers want their students to get out of Model UN.
There's so much that Model UN can offer. So it's asking young people to think in a global context, first of all. A major goal I have for my kids is literally to get them reading the headlines in the newspaper, picking out a couple articles, and following what's happening in the world.
Natalie Pardo, another AUP teacher, agrees.
You know, we're getting you ready for the real world. We're getting ready for the real world. Actually, this is the real world here, because they're talking to people from all over the world. You know, at school, over time, you can be judged by how you look, who your friends are. But when you come here to Model UN, it's only your ideas.
And Manny and Iaris are ready to share those ideas.
All I needed to do was, like, just take my time and, like, just know what I'm talking about and be very passionate about it.
I think it's interesting. You get to see, like, other people's perspective on different topics, and you learn from them, and they also learn from you. And, like, I talked about certain ideas about, like, how it's not fair that the U.S. is not taking in as many refugees, and Ethiopia is one of the poorest countries, and yet they have up to 780,000 refugees.
At the end of the weekend, they'll check out of the hotel, take Amtrak from Massachusetts back to New York, and then the subway from Manhattan back to Brooklyn. A year has passed since the conference. In that time, the United States has slashed annual refugee admissions even further, and the global refugee crisis is far from solved. Manny is a senior, and he just returned from his final Model UN conference with the AUP team. This year, it was in Chicago. These students are still finding their voices and feeling out their relationship with the larger world. But each time they step up to the podium or negotiate a treaty, they're discovering that they are more than equipped for life beyond the walls of high school.
It's a great experience, especially for me. I'll definitely do it next year. I love this.
That piece was produced and edited by Carolyn Silveira and Emily Bogosian.